This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong authorities were shutting government offices in the city's financial district for the rest of the week after a day of violence over an extradition bill that would send people to mainland China for trial. Early Thursday, just a handful of protesters remained milling about as a widespread cleanup around the city's legislature took place. Police fired rubber bullets, tear gas and pepper spray, and a series of skirmishes on Wednesday to clear demonstrators from the city's legislature. It was some of the worst violence in Hong Kong since Britain handed it back to Chinese rule in 1997. The Hong Kong Hospital Authority said 72 people had been hospitalized by 10 p.m. Wednesday. Two members of President Trump's administration have been called out by Congress for refusing to hand over documents to opposition Democratic lawmakers investigating a question about citizenship on next year's once-a-decade U.S. Census.
The Committee on Oversight and Reform hereby adopts this report recommending that the Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross be held in contempt of the Congress of the United States of America.
But as AP Sagar Magani reports, the administration says it has the right to do so.
The Justice Department says the president's asserting executive privilege so the administration can first review the documents. Democrats like Elijah Cummings worry the citizenship question will keep many in immigrant-heavy areas from taking part in the census.
The census is critical to our democracy.
But the GOP's Jim Jordan says there's another key question.
Why don't the Democrats want to know how many citizens are in the country?
The administration says it's already turned over more than 17,000 pages of documents and was working to produce more, but will now stop. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump said Wednesday that he would send 1,000 more U.S. service members to Poland. This is as part of his broadening security and economic alliance. Police in the Democratic Republic say, or should say Dominican Republic, say more people than first thought were involved in a shooting of former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Five people have been detained. Chief Prosecutor Jean Alain Rodriguez says the alleged shooter has been identified as Rolfi Ferrari, a.k.a. Sandy. Witnesses say the shooting at a Santo Domingo bar was carried out by two men on a motorcycle and two other groups of people in cars. Police say the coordinator of the attack was offered about $7,800 to carry out the shooting, and the alleged coordinator was among the suspects in custody. Rodriguez did not talk about a motive. Meantime, David Ortiz's wife says the man known as Big Poppy is in guarded condition at a Boston hospital. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Saudi-led military coalition vowed to respond firmly to a missile attack by Yemeni Houthi forces on a civilian airport in southern Saudi Arabia Wednesday that wounded 26 people. The Western-backed Sunni Muslim Alliance that has been battling the Iran-aligned Houthi movement in Yemen said that the early morning strike was proof of Iranian support for what it called cross-border terrorism. Coalition said a projectile hit the arrivals' hall at the airport, causing material damage. Three women and two children were among the wounded, who were of Saudi, Yemeni, and Indian nationalities. Russian police have detained opposition leader Alexei Navalny and hundreds of other people who attended a Moscow protest to call for retribution against police who allegedly framed the high-profile journalist. The OVD Info Group, which monitors political arrests, said police Wednesday detained at least 400 people, some of them by force. Group said police began releasing some of the detainees while drawing up charges against the others. The unauthorized rally follows a surprise police decision to drop charges against journalist Ivan Gulnov, who was charged last week with drug dealing after police claimed they found drugs in his apartment. Businesses have reopened and traffic is once again bustling on the streets of Khartoum as Sudan's opposition leaders ended their campaign of civil disobedience and strikes. The protesters and the country's military rulers are set to resume talks aimed at returning Sudan to civilian rule. The army has been in control since longtime President Omar al-Bashir was ousted in April. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. VOA. All the hits and more, right here.